universe is made of 12 particles of matter, four forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
Hello, fellow listeners of Quantum FM. I'm Brian, your host of this evening. Tonight, in our weekly show about the quantum world, we will talk about one of the greatest scientists of the 20th century. For this particular occasion, we invited two special guests. Anton, a particle physicist at CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research.
Hello.
And Quentin, a teacher at the MIT, specialized in quantum applications.
Hi.
Now that presentations are done, let's start. So, do you have any guesses on the identity of our great scientist of today?
Well, since you already discussed about Albert Einstein last week, it goes without saying that it's Richard Feynman.
Good guess. Well, since some of our audience might not know much about him, we'll start with a brief introduction about his life, works, and the reason why he's so famous. Thereafter, we'll dive in the quantum world through Feynman's mind. So, Quentin, if someone asks you, who is Richard Feynman, what would you say?
Well, Feynman was a great physicist, born in 1918 in the US. He's famous for his work on quantum electrodynamics, also known as QED, as a pioneer in technologies based on quantum physics such as nanotechnologies and quantum computers. He was also famous for his popularization of physics.
Sorry to interrupt, but what is QED?
Well, I'll let Anton explain that.
Well, QED is the electrodynamics interaction at the fundamental scale of particles. To be more specific, it describes how particles like photons, which are particles of light, interact with particles of matter. He even received the Nobel Prize in Physics, joined with Tomonaga and Schwinger in 1965 for his work. Feynman gave us an easy way to describe and predict those interactions by using what we call now Feynman's diagrams.
Okay, now I get it. Thanks for this specification, Anton. I also heard that Feynman participated in the Manhattan Project.
Yeah, indeed. During the Second World War, he worked on it, which was a research program by the US, UK and Canada to design the first nuclear bomb before Nazi Germany and Japan. At that time he was a young, innocent physicist with so many dreams, just like us. He also was present at the Trinity bomb test in New Mexico, the very first nuclear explosion. As you should probably know, that project ended up with the tragic atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan.
Fortunately, we don't need wars anymore to develop science and technologies. Speaking of technologies, what's fascinating me are quantum applications, as quantum computers and nanotech. Can you, Quentin, explain more about this fascinating subject?
Yes, of course. Nanotechnology manipulates matter on its atomic scale, making electrical components so small that a few millions of them can fit out the tip of a finger. While nanotechnologies are being explored nowadays, and progress is made, the quantum computing field remains a mysterious box. The day when someone cracks that box will imply a huge leap in the technological field. We would finally be able to forecast weather disasters like tornadoes, earthquakes, tsunami, and we could compute models of complex chemical reaction or cryptographic algorithm, and greatly improving the computing time.
I can't wait to be that day. I think I'm right saying that Feynman challenged himself for the NASA in the last years of his life.
Absolutely. In 1986, the sadly known space shuttle Challenger exploded right after the takeoff. A commission was created to investigate the causes of the accident. Feynman was part of it and explained during a conference that the seal broke because of the temperature. You see, when a certain seal is in cold weather, it becomes less resilient. That is, it's not able to regain its original form after a stress, and thus lose its efficiency, letting hot gas leak out and attack the structure, leading to the destruction of the shuttle.
Yeah, it was a tragic event which cost the life of all seven crew members. Anyway, let's go back to our main subject, Feynman. Besides his research and work on quantum physics, he was known by many people for his interpretation of physics. He was a great teacher at the California Institute of Technology, always explaining difficult concepts in a simple way. Let's not forget that he also liked fun, like everyone, and during his free time, he used to play bongo. Okay, we are coming back after the break, so stay tuned. Welcome back. Now we are going to talk about the quantum world. But first, what is quantum mechanics? From what I have read, quantum mechanics is one of the two pillars of physics, describing matter in interaction at microscopic scales. So quantum mechanics is a very strange theory. Am I right, Anton?
Yeah, it's very strange. Feynman often said that no one understands quantum mechanics. What he meant by saying this is that thanks to them, we understand many things, but we still don't get why it works. It's like having a theory which describes our world and makes it easier to understand, but doesn't explain how or why it works. That's why we are aiming for another theory, a theory of everything, which would combine the two pillars of physics, quantum mechanics and general relativity.
But how do we know that quantum mechanics works?
Well, it's because experiences match precisely with this theory. And above all physics theory, QED is the one that fits the most with the experiences, with a precision of 10 parts in a billion. That's the reason why Feynman called it the jewel of physics.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard that Feynman created his theory QED based on a dream he had. Is that true, Quentin?
Yep. It was on a dark cold night in 1947. After playing bongo all the night, Feynman slept deeply in his bed. According to his saying, he entered the another world, the quantum world. There he saw many interesting things. What was supposed to be particles became people interacting with each other. Higgs boson were the famous people, attracting other people all around them, conferring mass to them. On the opposite, photons were the infamous one, the messengers, always running very fast, transporting energy among the population. Protons were men, usually together with their women, aka neutrons. Feynman also saw many children running around couples representing the electrons. He also witnessed some marriage, so to speak, corresponding to fusion and divorces being fission. As he was walking the streets, he saw different road signs indicating where he was, but as soon as he stopped, all the signs disappeared, and when he asked men or women where he was, they couldn't answer him. It was due to the uncertainty principle. We can't know both the exact speed and position at the same time, but only one of them. Suddenly, he woke up a phenomena known as decoherence, which is the passage from a microscopic scale to a macroscopic scale. And a few days later, Feynman developed the quantum electrodynamics, recalling chunks of his trip in the quantum world, and became famous.
Fantastic. I love this story. While our time is almost up, let's take the last minutes to summarize the most interesting facts about Feynman.
Nowadays, Feynman is still one of the most publicly known scientists of the 20th century. Surely thanks to his scientific contribution, but he was truly in love with physics and was able to communicate his passion to whomever crossed his path. This power he had to make science enjoyable made him one of the greatest teachers. Not only he wanted to understand science, but he wanted to grasp it, to see it. That's the reason why he gave us those diagrams that carry his name. That's the reason why he preferred to explain with analogies rather than with mathematics. The outermost proof is his lectures on physics that are still published and recommended all around the world. Now, if you have to remember him for one thing, let it be for a hell of a crazy teacher who liked to play bongo.
In fact, I have one of his CD. Let's listen to a sample of his playing. Well, that concludes today's show, and I'm...
Facebook breaking news! It seems that Feynman updated a Facebook profile.
Really? Oh, I see Mr. Hawking in the audience. Do you have something to say?
Ha ha ha. It's like Schrodinger's cat. We can't say if he's alive or dead until we open his coffin.
That's Feynman.
Well, this breaking news drops at the perfect time, because next week we will discuss about Schrodinger. So don't miss our next program on Quantum FM. Thanks, Anton.
You're welcome.
And Quentin.
It was a pleasure.
For your participation. As a conclusion to our program, we will leave on these words of Richard Feynman.
I gotta stop somewhere. I'll leave you something to imagine.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.